All right, so that's Jade. Don't Walk Away. So that concludes the first hour. We did some R&B groups of the 90s. So now we're going to move into some hip-hop guys. I think we should get into KRS-One, the Blastmaster. There's no secret, KRS-One is my favorite MC of all time. I think basically the reason why I say that is because his work speaks for itself. He's been around since 1986, which was, 38 years ago. He's dropped 27 albums, 5 BDP albums, 5 collabo albums with other artists, and 17 solo albums. And we're going to get into some of KRS-One's great work here. First, we're going to get into... I'm not even sure where to go with this. I think we should get into some BDP first. We'll set it off because Corey's kind of in the washroom right now. So this track we're going to get into is Love's Gonna Get You, produced by DJ Kenny Parker. Let's do it. 1989. Taking you back to the 80s, man. And we'll get into the 90s with the Blastmaster, KRS-One. Knowledge reigns supreme over nearly everyone, is what he's known.
You know, that's why, man, I've been telling you all the time, man, you know, love, that word love is a very serious thing. And if you don't watch out, I tell you that. Grade. At the end of the day, I don't hit the arcade. I walk from school to my mom's apartment. I gotta tell the suckers every day, don't start it. Cause where I'm at, if you're soft, you're lost. To stay on course means to roll with force. A boy named Rob is chilling in a Benz in front of my building with the rest of his friends. I give him a pound. Oh, I mean, I shake his hand. He's the neighborhood drug dealer, my man. I go upstairs and hug my mother, kiss my sister, and punch my brother. I sit down on my bed. Watch some TV. Do my ears deceive me? Nope. That's the fourth time this week. Another fast brother shot dead in the street. The very next day while I'm off the class, my mom's go to work cold bussing her. My sister's cute, but she got no gear. I got 3 pairs of pants with my brother I share. So they're in school. See, I made a fool. With 1.5 pair of pants, you ain't cool. But there's no dollars for nothing else. I got beans, rice, and bread on my shelf. Every day I see my mother struggling. Now it's time, I've got to do something. I look for work, I get dissed like a jerk. I do odd jobs and come home like a slob. So here comes Rob, his goal is shimmery. He gives me 200 for a quick delivery. I do it once, I do it twice. Now there's steak with the beans and rice. You know, that's why, man, I've been telling you all the time, man. You know, love, that word love is a very serious thing. And if you don't watch out, I tell you that. Because a lot of people out here, they say, I love my car, or I love my chain, or I'm just in love with that girl over there. So for all the people out there that fall in love with material items, we're gonna bump the beat a little something like this. I'm in junior high with a B+ grade. At the end of the day, I don't hit the arcade. I walk school to my mom's apartment. I gotta tell the suckers every day, don't start it. Cause where I'm at, if you're soft, you're lost. To stay on course means to roll with force. A boy named Rob is chilling in a Benz in front of my building with the rest of his friends. I give him a pound. Oh, I mean, I shake his hand. He's the neighborhood drug dealer, my man. I go upstairs and hug my mother, kiss my sister, and punch my brother. I sit down on my bed to watch some TV. Do my ears deceive me? Nope, that's the fourth time this week. Another fast brother shot dead in the street. The very next day while I'm off the class, my mom's go to work cold bussing her. My sister's cute, but she got
office, but she knows the deal. My sister's gear now has sex appeal. My brother's my partner, and we're getting paper. 3 months later, we run our own caper. My family's happy, everything is new. Now tell me what the f*** am I supposed to do? Money's flowing, everything is fine. Got myself a Uzi and my brother a 9. Business is booming, everything is cool. I pull about a G a week. School. A year goes by and I begin to grow. Not in hype, but juice and cash flow. I kick up my feet and begin to watch TV. Cause now I got other people working for me. I got a 55-inch television, you know. And every once in a while I hear Just Say No. Or the other commercial I love is when they say this is your brain on drugs. I pick up my remote control and just turn. Cause with that bull, I'm not concerned. See me and my brother jump in the BM. Driving around our territory again. I stop at the light like a superstar. And automatic weapons will spray my car. I hit the accelerator, scared as and drove one block to find my brother was hit. He wasn't dead, but the blood was pouring. And all I could think about was Warren. Later I found that it was Rob and his crew. Now tell me what the f*** am I supposed to do?
What do you think of that story?
Blastmaster KRS-One, man. You know what, man? He is, like you just said, I think you just said, man, he is our teacher, man. Yeah. So we got another track for you from KRS-One. And then we're going to get into something, like, we're going to switch it up a little bit, man, after this, man. But you guys got to hear this, man. It's crazy. KRS-One, man.
Yeah, so this is taking it fast. That was 89. The Love's Gonna Get You. We're going to fast forward.
That was all Boogie Down Productions, though.
Yes, it was. That's when he was with BDP, yeah. And the thing is, the reason why BDP kind of fizzled out is because their last album, Sex and Violence, it came out in 92. It only sold like 200,000, 250,000 records. So the label Jive says, we're pretty much done. Like, you're not selling records. We're not going to do it. So he reinvented himself, and he went solo, KRS-One.
Man, from then,
and then
it
Return
was
of the
over.
Boom Bap,
Return of the Boom Bap. Wow, that's probably one of his best albums,
his best.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Jive was dumb, man. Yeah, you should have kept him, man. Like, you're an idiot, man. Because now look at him.
Yeah, I know.
He's laughing at him.
I know.
He's laughing at him.
And so he's like, he hooked up with, you know, because, I mean, KRS, he said he heard Gangstars Just to Get a Rep and Dwick. As he heard those two songs, and he's like, that's what my next album is going to sound like, Just to Get a Rep by Gangstar. And so he called out Premier, and he had Out of Here. And,
Premier was on like a lot of the
like
tracks.
Three or four songs on that album. Yeah, and then he had Showbiz. And
oh, when you grab Showbiz, man,
I know,
GITC, man, it's over, man.
And
it's
Kid Capri's on, man. Kid Capri's on there too.
It's over.
And then so fast forward to 2007, he hooked up with Marley Marl to do the album Hip Hop Lives, because that's to commemorate 20 years of the Bridge Wars they had with MC Shan and KRS-One, BDP,
the Bridge.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so they buried the hatchet and they came together 20 years later. And they put an album out together, you know.
This track's crazy.
So there's a track on this album called I Was There, which he kind of recounts
all the, listen to the lyrics, what he's telling you.
All the different moments in hip hop that he's saying he was there. So let's do it.
He was there before everyone. Yeah, Redbox Radio, let's do it.
Do it, Molly. You killing him. You killing him. Where were you? I want to talk about these rap historians. Y'all better get it together.
Where were you?
I be reading your books.
Where were you?
Y'all better get it together. Word up. When Hot 97 started, I was there. When Rap City got started, I was there. When K-Day got started, I was there. When Jive Records got started, I was there. When Yo MTV Rap started, I was there. When The Source Magazine started, I was there. When Sedgwick and Cedar started, I was there. When Biggie was doing his album, I was there. When Tookie Williams was buried, I was there. 73, Cedar Park, I was there. 123 Park, I was there. You ain't telling me the history, cause I was there, I was there.
And where were you? Where were you? And where were you? Where were you? And where were you? Where were you? Where were you?
When Mo D challenged LL, I was there. When that bus blew up in London, I was there. When Death Row challenged Bad Boy at the Source Awards in New York at the Garden, yep, I was there. When Kwame Ture, formerly known as Stokely Carmichael, was passing on, I was there. When Nelson Mandela was freed from prison and spoke out at Yankee Stadium in New York, I was there. For all the birth of my children, I was there. When the Rodney King uprisings happened, I was there. These objective rap historians trying to document hip-hop from outside, forget it, I was there, I was there.
And where were you? Where were you? And where were you? Where were you? And where were you? Where were you? Where were you?
Look, the Jive Records label, I was there. The Columbia Records label, I was there. The Elektra Records label, I was there. The Warner Brothers Records label, I was there. The Koch Records label, I was there. The Capitol Records label, I was there. I know about their contracts, cause I was there. I wrote and rewrote most of them when I was there. I ain't reading a book or reciting a hook. I am hip-hop itself, cause yep, I was there. Y'all need to get it together with hip-hop's history and get it right, cause yep, I was there, I was there.
And where were you? Where were you? And where were you? Where were you? And where were you? Where were you? Where were you?
So I was there.
Where
was you?
You know what? Where was I? I wasn't there. I know
just
that.
Just goes to show, man, in each of the chapters of hip-hop, KRS-One was a part of it in some capacity.
He's been there from the start.
He's been there since 86, man.
Yeah.
When South Bronx came out.
Yeah, I know, man. And like his track list, like, what did you got? Like
27 albums. 27 albums.
It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
BDP albums, solo albums, collabo albums, all together, 27.
Yeah.
In 38 years.
Yeah, man, he's dope, man. Like, good catalog, man. You know what I was thinking, man? I was thinking, like, we should switch up the pace a little bit, man. I thought we'd go old school, man, and just drop maybe the Queen.
What do you
want to hear the Queen, man.
Queen Latifah.
I want to hear the Queen, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Man, all we do is see her on movies and stuff, man. But people don't know that this girl, man, she had it back then.
Yeah, she did.
She
man.
Had it, man. This girl can rhyme.
Yeah, she can rhyme,
She can rhyme, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to go back to, what, 93?
93 album. From, was it Black Rain?
Yeah, Black Rain. Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
so
well, let's get into this.
You want to do Superstar, I think, off that one.
No.
Or Just Another Day, sorry.
Yeah, Just Another Day. Yeah, let's do Just Another Day. Redbox Radio. Enjoy it.
We're gonna take this one over to 275 Halstead, 384 Stuyvesant. We're gonna take it over to 155 Morgan.
Just another day living in the hood. Just another day around the way.
Yeah.
Feeling good today. Feeling lovely, eh? Just another day living in the hood. Just another day around the way.
Yes, I.
Feeling good today. I hear that I'm here to stay.
Well, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Can't go wrong. I feel strong and the flavor's good. I'm with whatever comes my way. Hip hop parade. Latifah's on vacation. I'm just plain old day in the day. I strap up, step out in every direction. Glock tech, Jimmy hats in case I need protection. So I land, cruise, pump sounds, play out wannabes. A kid in the M3's getting jacked right in front of me. So I play the tech close, my fingers on the trigger. Don't wanna get wet, so they steps, cause mine's are slightly bigger. But better yet, I'm a threat, so you better walk. Or get sketched out in chalk, cause I don't wanna talk. I stay true blue, I'm hoping it's you too. I got the fever for the flavor of a hoo-hoo. So it's back to the block, time to play. It's just another day around the way, hey.
Just another day, living in the hood. Just another day around the way. Feeling good today. Feeling lovely, hey. Just another day, living in the hood. Just another day around the way. Feeling good today. I hear the people here to stay.
Time to chill, hit the hill, uptown, let's keep the sights. Shoot some pool, act a fool, cause it's on tonight. I'm doing the knowledge, it's not easy. Watching a cop cuff a kid for selling a clip to a DT. But it's home, so I flex, get pressures off my chest. Slipping a tape, now which hood should I hit next? Stomach gate, head to stake and take for a bean pie. Get a final call from the brother in the bow tie. I'm with little kids dreaming, fiend for fun. Lots of laughter, moms, no pops playing with her son. I pass by a girl's wake, they say she got it. Seven, hit by a stray, but I pray that there's a hood in heaven. Fake brothers claim there's no shame in their game. You know my name, show me a real nigga with a brain. So it's back to the block, time to play. It's just another day around the way. Hey,
just another day living in the hood. Just another day around the way. Feeling good today. Feeling lovely, hey. Just another day living in the hood. Just another day around the way. Feeling good today.
You know I gotta give props, I can't stop. Without y'all, I'll be nothing. No wrecking, no checks, and no rhyming, no cutting. No stages from pages, no phones, no beepers. No reason to put Queen in front of the name Latifah. I come with the real life perspective and rule. Cause me and my peoples from around the way remain cool. So it's back to the block, time to play. It's just another day.
Around the what?
Around the mother.
Just another day, living in the hood. Just another day around the way. Feeling good today. I'm feeling lovely, yeah. Just another day in the neighborhood. Just another day around the way. Feeling good today. I hear the word, but I'm here to stay. Just another day living in the hood. Just another day around the way. Feeling good today. I hear the word, but I'm here to stay.
All right, well, Queen Latifah, just another day.
Queen Latifah, yo, but check this out. I think I'm going to switch up gears here. Hopefully, you guys enjoy Queen Latifah, man. I think she's awesome. That girl can rhyme. But we're going to switch up gears here. We got a little treat for you, you know.
Yeah, we're keeping it Jersey, man. New Jersey flavor unit, man.
Yeah,
naughty
yeah,
by
yeah.
nature.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we'll keep it. We'll keep it like that.
Yeah, that's right. So
we're going to get into a little bit of a. Naughty by Nature.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, yeah. Queen Latifah started out Flavor Unit with DJ Mark the 45 King. Rest in peace, by the way. He just passed away a few months ago. And
yeah.
He did a lot of the early Flavor Unit production. And Naughty by Nature was there. And they were actually around the same. They were coming out around the same time Tupac was coming out. Because, you know, he was a backup dancer for Digital Underground. Yeah. So like they were so Night of an Nature would open up for Queen Latifah, and then they would be on the same like shows and stuff for Digital Underground, and Queen Latifah, and then Tupac and Night of an Nature, there'd be opening acts.
Yeah.
So back then, Tupac and Tretch from Night of an Nature, they'd hang out, you know, with groupies and all that type of stuff. So they had history there.
Yeah.
And then they're in the movie Juice.
Yeah, I remember the movie Juice, man.
91. That was 91.
You know what, man? When we talk about Tupac, man, like, that guy stole the show from everybody, man. So, like, you know.
In terms of what? In the movies or just
everything? I'm talking about just like the music, like music-wise, like stealing beats, man. Stealing everything, man. Shit Knight would just... Yeah, man. Just like, you know what?
Once you got to Death Row.
We're not doing anyone's album. We're doing Tupac's album right now.
Yeah, once you got to Death Row. But I mean, pre-Death Row, he was doing his own thing. He had three albums. He was riding pretty good. He had a little minor success, but Death Row took him down another level. But we're going to get into Naughty by Nature off their first album, self-titled album, put out in 91. And this is Everything's Gonna Be All Right, one of my faves, man.
Yeah.
Shouts to KG, DJ KG in the production.
Shout to Tretch, too.
And Tretch, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy MC, man. I think he was ahead of his time.
Yeah, way ahead of his time.
Yeah,
man.
With that like, fast rhyme style.
Boom, bap, 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 bap.
Yeah, that fast rhyme style. Yeah. Even Eminem gives it up for him.
Yeah.
That's one of Eminem's favorite rappers who inspired him.
Yeah, mine, too. He's one of my favorite rappers, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
This is a story about the drifter who waited for the worst, but the best in Crosstown. Who never planned on having so dick. Why me, huh? And some get none, some catch a bad one, and some leave the job half done. I was one who never had and always mad, never knew my dad, motherfuck the fact. Where anywhere I did pick up, lift and clip them, see many stick ups, cause niggas had to trigger hiccups. I couldn't get a job, nappy hair was not allowed. My mother couldn't afford us all, she had to throw me out. I walked the strip, which is a clip who wanna hit. They got them quick, I had to eat this money, stood and spit. I threw in braids, I wasn't paid enough. I kept them on cause I couldn't afford a haircut. I got laughed at, I got chumped, I got dissed. I got upset, I got a check and a banana clip. Was down the throat, I led to any dealer tack can. I still have been broke, so a lot of good and would've did or done. If not for bad luck, I wouldn't have none. Why did I have to live a life for such a bad one? Why when I was a kid and played, I was a sad one? And always wanted to live like this a fat one. Born next to the projects, living in the slums with bombs, that's when I watch it. Do I have to be like this? Mama said I'm priceless, so why am I worthless? Starving is just what being nice kid. Sometimes I wish I could afford a pistol then, though. That's not the hell I would've ended things a while ago. I ain't have jack, but a black hat and knapsack. War scars, stolen cars, and a blackjack. Drop that, and now you want me to rap and give? Say something positive, well, positive ain't where I live. I live right around the corner from West Hell, two blocks from South Shit, and once in a jail cell. The sun never shone on my side of the street, see? And only once or twice a week God would speak. I walked alone, my state of mind was home sweet home. I couldn't keep a girl, they wanted kids because of chrome. Some life, if you ain't where gold, yes, I was old. And you got more juice and dope for every bottle sold. Hell no, I say there's gotta be a better way. But hey, never gamble in a game that you can play. I'm flowing and flowing and going and on, knowing and not now. How will I do it? How will I make it? I won't, that's how. That's how. I'm better off dead, huh? That's what my neighbor said. I don't do jack, we're fighting, lighting up the street at night. Playing hide and seek with a machete, sex with Freddy's wife. Some say I'm all in all, I'm nothing but a dog now. I answer that with a fuck you and a bow wow. Cause I done been through more shit within the last week than a fly blowing a doodle on a concrete. I've been a deadbeat, dead to the world and dead wrong. Since I was born, that's my life. Oh, you don't know the song? So don't say jack, and please don't say you understand. All that man, a man talk can walk, damn. If you ain't living, you couldn't feel it, so kill it, skillet. And all I told them about it won't help it out, now will it? In no town, good luck, I stuck up, dropped, got shot. Don't worry, I hit by a flurry and his punk ass dropped. But I'm the one who has been labeled as an outcast. They teach in schools, I'm the misfit dollar outlast. But that's cool with the bull, smack them backwards. That's what you get for fucking with a ghetto bastard. If you ain't never
right, that was Naughty by Nature. Everything's going to be all right.
Naughty by Nature and Tretch, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, word up. Word up for that one, man. I like that one.
Yeah, it was a good one. Good production. KG on the boards, man.
Yeah. Oh, do we have a treat for you guys coming up right next? We got a little bit of, how should we say this? We got a little bit of MERS. A little bit of Ninth Wonder.
Ninth Wonder, yeah.
On the beat. So.
This track is, you want to do I Used to Love Her Again.
I Used to Love Her, yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is dope.
This is an ode to a Common song.
I think, yeah, but yeah. I think this whole album's dope, man. Like, he redid it his own way, and it's dope, man. You know? So.
Okay, let's get into
Let's get into it.
She had so much soul. She was old school when I was just a shorty. Never knew throughout my life she would be there for me on the regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money, no studs was mic checking her, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had did her in the park, but she was there for me and I was there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the air for her and just cool out. Cool out and listen to her. Sitting on phone, wishing that I could do eventually. If it was meant to be, then it would be, cause we related physically and mentally, and she was fun then. I be geek when she come around. She was fresh, dude, when she was underground, original, pure, untempered, a down sister. Boy, I tell you, I miss her. A yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Until the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. A yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Until the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. A yes, yes, y'all, and it don't stop. Well, now periodically I would see old girl at the clubs and at the house parties. She didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple videos and became Afrocentric. Out goes the weave, in comes the braids, beats, medallions. She was on that tip about stopping the violence. About my people, she was teaching me, not preaching, but speaking to me. In a method that was leisurely, so easily I approached. She dug my rap, that's how we got close. We met up on the West Coast, and that was cool, cause I was in the street smoking weed and ditching school. Picked up a bandana, she started doing things another way. She got a lot of money in LA, late 80s, Reaganomics had the West going wild. Circumstances forced her to change up her style. She said Afrocentricity was good to have, but it wasn't representing what was popping on the Ave. See, black people were still dancing like it was all good. She had to put it down for the boys in the hood, and that was good for her. She was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, just having fun. Not worried about anyone, and you can tell by how her titties hung. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Until the beat, y'all, and it don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Mercy Knife, man, they gotta be the show shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and it don't stop. Until the beat, y'all, and it don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and it don't stop. Well, I now I might have failed to mention that this chick was creative, but once the man got to her, he altered her native. Told her if she had an energetic gimmick, that she could make money. And she did it like a dummy. Now she's common in commercials. She's universal. She used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs, rocking jeans that's extra skinny, and on some dumb shit when she comes to the city, talking about popping bottles with models and all the strippers. Now she's a baller trying to see who's the richest. Tatted all up with 808s and heartbreaks. Nails is too pretty to be digging in the crates. Stressing how wealthy and rich she is. She was richer in spirit before she got in in the showbiz, I did it. Not just to say that I did it, but I'm committed. It's just so many niggas hit it that she's just not the same. Letting all these groupies do her, they make it rain on her and try to auto-tune her. But I'ma take her back, hoping that this shit'll stop. Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, was hip-hop. I said she's just not the same. Letting all these groupies do her, they make it rain on her and try to auto-tune her. But I'ma take her back, hoping that this shit'll stop. Cause I...
All right.
Oh, word.
What do you think about that one?
Yeah, man. I think Ninth Wonder killed that. The whole album was dope front to back, man.
Yeah, that was a good album, man. That's back when he was really putting on some heaters, man.
Yeah, Ninth Wonder was crazy, hey?
Yeah.
It was a little bit of a good time, man. Anyways, check it out. What do you think we want to get into? I thought we were going to like just totally like switch up the pace here. And like, I don't know about you guys, man, but like, I'm a huge, like, Foxy Brown fan, I guess. When I was a little kid, man, going to school, man, I used to have, like, her picture in my locker. You know what I mean? With her, you know, I can't say it on the radio, man, but you know what I'm talking about, you know? She was serious.
She was fine back
then. Yeah, she was
fine. She dated Corrupt. Did you know that? Her and Corrupt. You know why?
I didn't know that, man. Yeah. I was trying to get with her, but, like, man, she wouldn't call me back, bro.
Because they're both from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're both. Because, you know, Corrupt's originally from Philly, and then he went to the West Coast.
Okay.
And then when everybody was starting to leave Death Row, he moved back to Philly. He's like, I'm getting away from Death Row. Yeah, so they're both from Philadelphia. So,
okay.
That's why they went out.
Okay, cool, man.
So, yeah, so we're going to get into Foxy Brown. This is No One's.
Man, Foxy got this.
Let's do it.
Chips and Oprah, lizard skin sofa, ice, flooded dawn like a melder, mark goes the dawners, Avita Perron, pure Pacone, foot action, tone like the Brack Star, Fox nigga get your smash on. Skin tell, try this and die the hardest. Heartless, it was cool to shoot Skelly. He's reminding me of something like R. Kelly. Back in the days, Maxes and Cresses. Now with sixes, with chrome rellies and BBSs. Undress this, no deal, no skills off this. And from where I was holding before this, bad chick before all this. Peep the wrist action, Fendi sell ices around a bezel. No sale, suited up in Bendel. Boogie, oh well, could tell my floor well. Peep the hustle, steam shrimps and mussels, lamping in the Hamptons, quarter mile from Russell. Into sweets to Ramada in Nevada, cheese like ricotta, nigga. Bet I'm dropping 20 G's on roulette. Player, what you bet? The Chris have a nigga.
nigga dripping wet. Seven figs on a bet. 84 with 48, 5 on the plate. High stake, Indo. Bet they went from Peugeots to pushing Benzos. Dipping on a Van Wick with the dip, Lorenzo. The sassiest mahogany brown. Switch from rocking Lotto to copping Movado. Keep the mix like Mulatto. Feel on, trying to chill on a veil. Sit back and get these millions. Yeah, now you ballin'. Please, your stash wasn't swollen till my dough started rolling.
All right, so that's the Il Nah Nah album. You're probably bumping that album. Did you have that on CD back then?
Yo, no, man. Actually, you know, I did have it on CD, yeah. Man. But like I told you, man, I had that picture of her on this
that
album.
Poster, yeah.
Yeah, in my locker, man. Locker. So every time I opened it up, man, all I would see is, man, a big, you know what, yeah. You know what I'm talking about, man?
Wow.
She just made my day better, man. Could I just, man, can I just call her instead, man? But damn, She probably wouldn't take my call, would she?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, man.
Il Nah Nah. What does that even mean? What's Il Nah Nah?
I don't know. We were just having this conversation. Listen, if you ever meet a girl like that who can rhyme like that, man, and is dope like that, looks like that, rhyme like that, do not waste your time. Put a ring on
exactly. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if she's scandalous. Put a ring on it.
Yeah, put a ring on it right away, man. You bring her to mom right away, man. The same day, man. You bring her to your mom and tell her that we're getting married. Yeah,
exactly, man.
Yeah, that's what you do, man.
You have to sign the virtually sign the contract with her, man. Because you don't want to let her go. Let another dude put a ring on it.
Yeah, mom. I don't have a lot of time to waste here, man. So listen, I'm marrying this girl. Her name is Fox, man. I got this. Your mom might slap you, but you're going to be okay. You'll wait. You're going to be okay. You're going to get up, and you're going to hug your mom, and you're going to be like, it's okay.
That's right. So we're going to move into Mr. Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah. I thought that, yeah, you know, this is like, what do we call this, man? I think we say this every time, man. This is the Jiggy era, right?
Yeah, it started getting into it. Yeah,
but I thought we dropped this, man, because like this was like it's come up pretty much, man. On the you know, I just really enjoy the video.
The video is amazing. Everyone's in the video.
Everyone, Mary Total's, J, in, Total's Total. In the video. Everybody's there, yeah, man. Yeah,
yeah. And Heavy D recipes. Yeah, Heavy D's in there.
Heavy D is awesome. Yeah, even if Heavy D was there, man, it was a party.
Exactly,
guaranteed.
Man. Yeah, guaranteed. Yeah, yeah. Man. All right, let's do it. Notorious B.I.G., one more chance.
First things first, I pop freaks all the honeys, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get Nathan but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say coochie down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rocks. And my jam knocking the Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me and they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once the grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how why dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexuses, the sex is just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. Tears until I handle my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayans. Low down, dirty even like his brother Keenan. Scheming. Don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. Ask Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
One more chance.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
Give me one more chance.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the all states. Sexing me while your man masturbates. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewinds. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president. That good love, girl, you didn't know.
One more chance.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
All right. So I got a song for you guys now. Next up here is...
Wait, hold on, man. We can't even just hop right into the song because I got to talk about this. Listen, I never seen anything so serious, man. Puffy was crazy back then. He called everybody on this video, for the video. He called everybody, man. What do we have? We had Heavy D. We had Aaliyah. Yeah. We had...
Total. Uncle Luke was in there. Faith. Jermaine Dupri. Faith.
Oh, man. Everybody was there.
Yeah. That was pretty serious, man.
Yeah, Puffy probably spent like...
Queen Latifah was in there.
Yeah, he probably spent like easily $300,000, man. Yeah, easily.
Yeah. So I got a treat for you guys, man. So back in 95, you know, the Wu-Tang Clan was riding high. And there's a lot of people that came out kind of copied their style. One was an artist by the name of King Just. He was from, he was either from Brooklyn or the Bronx, I'm not too sure, but he dropped an album in 95 called Mystics of the God, and he had a really dope song called Warrior's Drum. It did have like a Wu-Tang influence on it, and this guy was like a one-hit wonder, but he had a really dope single. I'm going to play for you guys called Warrior's Drum. Let's do it. It's got a Wu flavor to it.
Black fist. Yo, hit him with an uppercut.
Hey y'all, can I get songs? The sounds of the warrior's drum on the bull path don't make me laugh, cause you never in your life won't ever see the guards rap. I'm a chief that smoke weed out of peace pipes. Yo, boo, I'm half Indian, show you right. I'm about to choke you with my mic, boy, don't challenge. Swing! I'm a place to store, sure. Stay no pride from the black fist. I got fronts in my mouth, they say you battle at your own risk. And she's falling and then get up. I do the rap, why? Yes, that's the cut. Huh, right back at you, niggas better run. Or feel the force of the hell racist gun. Coupah, coupah, my style is wild, trapped in a chow. Shoot. I can flip it, I can pillow. I make you jelly like jello. Figaro. After just a gold opera, you can ask Hammer. He know my shit is proper. Stopper like Cuddy Banks. I'm taking money to the bank, and my mom's the like the thing. Shallon, Blackfish, they do the time. And just came back with that old funky rhyme.
Hey, y'all, 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 hey, y'all
right off the wall. Hip hop to your ear, make you wanna cheer. Hallelujah. Now I'm in second gear, yo, I'm outta here. They get the monkey cow, fuck them after cow, get the booty cow. Now I'm headed to the hotel. Well, I be poking and stroking. Yo, the hair cock, the cow got a nigga open. He got him, one of those over there, showering soldiers. Wait a minute. Told you that I'm the nigga that they call zombie, who got the looks of a killer dead zombie. I take them all, sure fast man of your tour. They couldn't catch my style if I was a baseball. Base is loaded and I got my back gun. Pow, boom, bang, oh shit, a home run. Yo, the crowd goes crazy. Ring it if you won't, cause it really don't amaze me.
Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ho. Hey ya.
Hellraiser, raising hell, and I've been rocking rhymes since niggas been rocking guitars. My slang can bang, so I guess I'll be the man. You couldn't hang with my style if you invented the Ku Klux Klan. I'm like AT&T, I'm a reacher through your speaker. I got more soul than a sneaker. I'm solid, I'm crazy. I guess I'm wildin'. My styling is directed straight from the shelling. Out of this, I'm the black fish. Shit is sick, it'll make you wanna drown a fish underwater. I'm a slaughter, like a dream machine with no quarter. Out of order, run for the border. The hardcore rap. Is back. I stick out like a thumbtack. I wipe niggas on the map. And I rhyme to get paid. Cause when I raid, I wouldn't wanna hear you style with a hearing aid. Straight up crook, beating the Captain Hook. Look out, start like Bigfoot. And I don't give a fuck about a girl. My crew is more crazy than Bay Bay kids and fucking Fun World.
Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ho. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, ho. Hey ya.
Yo, 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 what's up? That was King Just, but like, man, I never even heard that track before.
Yeah, it was big in 95, man. It was on Much Music. I remember all the time. His video.
Okay.
So he had a single. It was on mixtapes and stuff like that. And the album was not good, though. It was Mystics of the God. It was okay, but he only dropped like one album and then he dipped out.
Yeah.
That was pretty much it.
It was, the track was okay. Yeah. It was just okay, yeah.
Yeah.
No, nothing didn't pop out at me, but like, it was okay. But here, check this out. I got an idea because, like, we got a jet.
Yeah, about 8 minutes left, actually.
Yeah.
I just
so
noticed.
I thought we would drop, what, Helter Skelter?
Yeah.
Okay, this maybe, is a treat for you guys.
Then maybe one more after that, and that's about it.
Helter Skelter. La Fleur, La Flash.
Yeah, that's
what it is, yeah?
I think that's what it is. So let's do it.
Eshkoshka.
The name of this shit here is Le Fleur, Le Fleur.
Eshkoshka.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes,
see how the scale to be the best, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Five slam from east to west, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Pound straight through your bubble vest, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Yo, chest, y'all.
I can run bust the ring, gun clap a number. One on the set, man, I cut you like lumber. Still play the back in my thunder gear. Down to my underwear. Make all your motherfuckers wonder where I come from. Cause motherfuck Dapper Dan. I'm a gun clapper fan. Plus I run rappers mad. Fat Five Mad. Live, blow up the spot. Drew High gets the paper. Black Moon still gets the prize.
Hey, yo, next to Snapper Neck, be big R-O-C-K. Send MCs to me in squad to three. Say, rockin' this monster as he for really can be. See him in action as he transform that man's me. Enemies ain't caught him. Ain't a welcome back in my home. Knots get blown like quarter slots and pay phones. Phone home or return like Jedi. I bet I can without lie give your stupid ass the red dye.
I like niggas who can't see past a little bit of light. You come test a champion. Gun die tonight, and 6 feet deep is where you sleep. Eternally resting in peace, you feel relief. Now big up to all my true heads in the east. Stalking the block, not leaving a house without the gap. You best to believe that Fat Five got my back.
Got my back.
Like that.
Like that.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes,
y'all. OPC held the scale to be the best, y'all.
Best, y'all.
5-5 slam from east to west, y'all.
Best, y'all. Sound
pound straight through your bubble vest, y'all.
Best,
and shake your chest, y'all.
I control the masses with metaphors that's massive. Don't ask if the nigga rucker bash it like Cassius. I'm drastic. When it comes to verbs, I be flipping. Cause herbs just be shitting off the words I be kicking. I scold you. Double-headed sword for the petty, but I told you. Bitch niggas that heads ain't ready. Now I mold you. Back to the bitch that you are. Fucking with the ruckus, get bruised, battered, and scarred.
Guess who? Punk, chump, your brain just blew.
Blah.
It's the original gun clapper, too.
What?
Rushing through, 3-on-3, you can't see we, cause we stay tight, and not too many niggas wanna fight. What? Since nigga, we're a nigga in the cipher of the camp. Just got amping, so I took him out for a dance. Bigger triggers falling down, like the bridges of London, but ain't too many niggas
yes,
running.
Yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
OPC held the scale to be the best, y'all.
Best, y'all.
5 slam from east to west, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Pound straight through your bubble vest, y'all.
Best,
and
y'all.
Shake your chest, y'all.
Ayo,
why, yo, why did I need cappuccino? Scar on my face, but I'm not Al Pacino.
With three amigos.
Sparsky and Dutch, we bring more drama than what?
A primetime NBC TV show. Heads don't know when damn show ain't ready.
Nah.
Niggas walk the streets with more boot than Betty.
Shit, they get heavy.
Back up a tree, now surrender. My pond hit your mind, mixed thoughts just like a blender.
Ah.
It's a shame how these MCs are wannabes. Front on knees and get hung up like dungarees.
Please
ease off, select us, strangle Rex, your plus bust asses on whoever passes through my sector.
So what you gonna do when you're stuck at 32 degrees? Please get off your knees and follow these.
Now swallow these.
Buck shots from the rifle, then I will make niggas beat it and scream like Michael.
So how many corny MC one try? I'm a strength set shit off like the 4th of July.
Nobody.
Why?
Cause everybody is bodies, my brother. I smother a nigga, then the ruck bounce like rubber.
Step to the stage, set the microphone on fire. Yo, desire. They call me Sire, cause I'm flyer.
Live like wires.
Beast from the east, who is he? When I roar like a grizzly, they say, damn, he is busy.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
OPC held the scale to be the best, y'all.
Best, y'all.
5-5 slam from east to west, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Pound straight through your bubble vest, y'all.
Best, y'all.
And shake your chest, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Best, y'all.
1-2-3, rock and rock, be the best, y'all.
Best, y'all.
5-5 slam from east to west, y'all.
Best, y'all.
Pound straight through your bubble vest, y'all.
Best, y'all.
And rock your chest, y'all.
Best, y'all.
All right, so that was Helta Skelton, OGC, Lafleur, Laflaw, Eskoshka. So we got one more song we're going to do before we get up out of here, which is going to be by my favorite group of all time, Gangstar. We're going to get into Gangstar, man.
Yeah, I think this is the last track, man.
Last
I think
track,
we're going to call
yeah.
it
we
a day, man.
We got about 4 minutes left, so.
Yeah, I hope you guys had a good time, man.
Yeah.
You know, we just come out here to do this for, like, fun for you guys, man. But, like, pretty soon, like, we had the fun drive, you know. So hopefully, man, we can get back into the mix on the tables
instead.
Yeah, get
some turntables, man.
Yeah, man. Let's do this.
Cutting and scratching. So this is from their 92 album, Gangstar, 1992. Take It Personal.
Yeah, this is going to be a dope track.
Yeah, so we're going to take you guys back. Premier and Guru, man. Rest in peace, Guru. Let's do it.
Yeah, before you dropped it, hold on.
Wait, Daily Operations
album. Educate
sorry.
Them a little bit, man.
Daily Operations
Every single
album.
Album from Gangstar, you know how they keep progressing and progressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they change their styles, man, but they keep progressing. Like, the way that they do
dope.
It. Yeah, the way that they do it, man, was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guru and Premier, man. What a legacy, man.
Enjoy your night, man, guys. And maybe if you have a nice lady, man, give her a hug.
That's right.
Tell her Corey said it's okay.
And like Guru, like Gangstar says, don't take it personal, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Yo, peace, guys.
Well, we got to bring that back. This one's kind of low quality. Here we go.
Whether you
okay. We gotta load this up right proper for you guys. Exceptional feel. There we go.
I never thought that you would grab me, undermine me,
and backstab me, but I can see clearly now. The rain is gone, the pain is gone, but what you did was still wrong. There was a few times I needed your support, but you tried to play me like an indoor sport, like racquetball, tennis, pool, whatever. All I know is that you attempted to be clever. Nevertheless, cleverness can't impress, cause now you've been exposed like a person undressed. And I can see through you, cause I'm the guru. And what you gonna do when I start to step to you? Cause when I pay you back, I'll be hurting you. And this ain't no threat, so take it personal. And art, you can't own no loops. It's how you hook them up and the rhyme style true. So don't even think you could say someone bit off of your weak beat. Come on, you need to quit. I flip lines and rhymes that never sound like yours. There ought to be laws against you yapping your jaws. Originality overflows in me, and the truth is that you wish you could live the life I live and kick the lyrics I kick. But bear in mind that you can't think this quick, so Premiere drops beats for me to say verses to. And if I sound doper, then take it personal.